A World Cup of traditional warmth and Arab customs.
This is a traditional sweet.
With positive reviews from visitors, the hosts of the World Cup also got a chance to present their values.
Welcome.
This is all from our religion. Islam is like encouraging us to do hospitality for guests.
Atheists, Hindus, Christians have all been visiting mosques. For many, a first interaction with Islam.
It is my first time in the mosque, and I learned a lot of things today. By the way, in the beginning, I was very scared because the history I knew. We are told when they are praying, they stand on the same line, the reason to show that everyone is equal in front of Allah.
A scarf, hijab or abaya.
It is a gift.
It's just another garb for women, but versions of it are banned in France and behind protests in Iran. In Qatar, trying it on is popular on social media.
Religion is a great part of the culture, and to understand people better is very necessary to understand their religion also.
For many people visiting the Middle East for the first time or interacting with Muslims, the reality is different from perceptions. Volunteers here have been telling us that hundreds of people have been asking them about Islam and the culture of Qatar every day.
For them, the World Cup is an opportunity to let people from all over the world experience Islamic traditions, culture and beliefs. Major Muslim leaders and organizations routinely share concerns about rising Islamophobia and a negative portrayal of Islam. And this people-to-people contact during a major sporting event will help to allay misconceptions.
There are thousands or tens of thousands of non-Muslims, mainly Westerners, who are giving shahada that what the Western media is seeing is garbage. Qatar has taken a very good stance of presenting the country as well as the Arab community, mainly the religion of Islam. That Islam is a religion of peace, and it's a religion for all the human beings, not only for the Arabs, or not only for the Muslims.
The first World Cup in a Muslim country has shades of religion in everything, from prostrating players after their incredible wins, to cheek-squeezing kisses from mothers on the field, and the verses of Quran in the opening ceremony. All of it experienced by the hundreds of thousands of visiting fans from all over the world. Usama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Doha.